Overnight, we've been watching the light snow developing across South Carolina and slowly approaching from the southwest. It's having a little bit of trouble getting into the dry air across central North Carolina, but it's going to continue to spread north, and we're expecting it to reach the Triangle area in Chapel Hill sometime in the late morning to around lunch.
Okay, so we're bracing for this dose of winter weather, and it should start about noon. And how much snow do you expect for us to get?
Well, it's going to continue to get heavier as we get through the afternoon and into the evening and continue just about all night tonight. And snowfall, we could see as much as 6, perhaps even 10 inches, along with a little bit of glaze of ice during the late afternoon.
So is this going to be one long continuous event, or will we have some today and then some more tomorrow?
It's going to be pretty much a continuous event. We're looking at the snow to continue to get a little bit heavier today. And then tomorrow, as the system actually pulls off to the northeast, it will wrap around some cold air and some more snow, and that'll come across tomorrow through around lunchtime.
Well, this appears to be the most accumulation that we will have gotten in a long time here in North Carolina. What's your take on that?
Well, we see these ice storms on occasion, but my goodness, you know, I have not gone back and researched it. But I think I've heard the number 2002 bandied around, the worst one since then, or the worst that we're forecasting since then.
Well, I said North Carolina. I meant to say our area of North Carolina. Of course, there are some areas that do get more snow, but it looks like it's a pretty done deal and a pretty sure thing that it's going to happen.
Not much question about it. We have 100% probability of precipitation. And just about the whole state is going to be affected. The thing is, the ice accumulations right across the heart of the state, you know, from Charlotte up across Fayetteville and the Triangle area, including Chapel Hill, we could see power outages, which would last for more than, you know, a day or so after the end of the storm.
Oh, that brings another set of complications into it. Well, Mike Moneypenny, we will stay in touch with you and find out what's going on as the day continues. And thanks for spending a little time with us.
Yes, indeed. And if the folks don't need to travel this evening, by all means, don't do so.